think back. Think back to the best festival of the past year.
What?
What was that? You missed it? You missed the most eclectic arts festival to hit Allentown? The 5th annual Allentown Arts Fest, the Alternative Gallery Extravaganza, and you missed it? Well, here's your second chance. Highlights of the diverse arts and culture of the Lehigh Valley, arts demonstrations, multiple stages of music, dance, entertainment, technological breakthroughs, film screenings, local foods, children arts, and creative showcases. All this is being celebrated in Queen City, a new documentary film produced locally by the Alternative Gallery. Combined perspectives from nearly a dozen videographers, including drones and a 16-millimeter camera, present a joyously unique view of Arts Fest 2018. Queen City premieres in all its glory on April the 11th at the Emmaus Theater with a special screening at 7 p.m. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Brandon Wunder, Alternative Gallery Director and the Director of Queen City, and with Celine Schreier, Queen City Production Manager and Assistant Director of the film. So great to have you back, Brandon. Welcome, and welcome, Celine.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
So I understand this is the big word, the wrap-up for the PR campaign here for the film, for marketing, and you're opening this Thursday with a one-night-only screening, a special debut screening. How are you feeling right about now?
I feel like I'm almost at the end of the race.
Yeah, it's very relaxing at this point.
Yeah. There's some final details to go over yet, but it's the bulk of it is behind us. It's great.
And for our listeners, just to do a little backup, Arts Fest really is an incredibly unique festival. It's in its the past year was the fifth year.
Correct.
It's grown from something outrageous like 5,000 to 20,000 in attendance.
Yeah, it's grown a lot.
And so in its fifth year, an amazing festival. Tell our listeners a little bit about the festival, first of all, and then we're going to talk about a little bit about why film and why.
Great. So we started Arts Fest for many of the same reasons we started the Alternative Gallery, to kind of showcase the types of art and music and culture that we had kind of always existed around and wanted to showcase to a larger degree. And the gallery just kind of took on a life of its own, and we thought, well, why not extend this to an outdoor festival, because there's a lot of great festivals happening, but it's not catering to these types of art and culture. And we just decided to go for it, and we went through the process of planning and got approved. And the first one was a 3-month turnaround from being approved to making it happen. And we learned a lot, lost a lot that first year, and it just kept growing. And it really highlights everything we do all year long at the Alternative Gallery.
And it's at Cedar Beach. It's outdoors in large kind of canvas there in the park.
Yeah, beautiful park.
And sketch a little bit for our listeners. I mean, it's interestingly, when you say eclectic, George, from lots of live music, which I wouldn't have been perhaps a surprise at, lots of live music with lots of, there's skateboard, there's graffiti, there's art, there's visual arts, there's crafts and artisans and demos. And
there's a lot. It's beautiful to see what Allentown has to show and to see them bring it all together like this.
And it's a local, with such a strong local focus, which is what's really exciting.
Yeah,
too.
And I jokingly said that the reason we needed so many people shooting this documentary was because no matter where you were missing most of Arts Fest.
Oh,
wherever you are, there's so much going on elsewhere.
It's interesting. I always hear such a buzz about it from friends that are vendors there. Actually,
some
of the artisans and the artists that
great.
Who said, you know, they don't know that if they would have hadn't gotten there themselves for as a vendor or whatever, they would have been so fanatical about it. They just love it because of the same thing. They feel like they're missing something all the time. What was the leap from the fest to a film? Why a film?
Well, I've been on the show before, and I've talked a little bit about my background with film and doing that in Lehigh Valley and eventually New York City before coming back to Lehigh Valley. And when starting the gallery, I kind of put that on hold to get this organization going, to encourage a lot of other creators to focus on their work. And I just finally got a chance to circle back around and fold it back into the mix here and make it a new thing at the same time, take me in a direction, allow me to do my art, and kind of capture the perspective of Arts Fest that I've wanted to personally see. We were relying a lot on third party, you know, perspectives and people who attend the festival to post their footage and get it to us to kind of create a complete picture of what the festival is. So I kind of jumped in. I was like, all right, let's do it ourselves. And we decided that 2 months before the festival, by the way. There wasn't a whole lot of planning.
I must say that Alternative Gallery, from the very beginning, from the first time we met you, I really truly believe, at the risk of embarrassing you, that you have really performed magic with that space, with the community, with the arts community, and with the community of Allentown.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yes.
I do it because I care.
And Celine, how did you... How did you get pulled in?
So
the festival, the film, which came for the chicken or the egg?
I actually got turned on to the gallery because I was doing an event of my own with some friends, which is a different type of music festival that we started back in the Reading area. And after we held it at their location at the actual gallery last fall. And from that, Brandon and I got talking about how we're both interested in film and just kind of fell together. And that was pretty close to Arts Fest happening, and we're like, well, let's just do this. We're both here. We can find people, and then we did it. We found people, and we made it happen.
Yeah, that was actually the last show before Arts Fest, too.
Really?
And she was like, yeah, I'm in a film. Like, well, Arts Fest is like a month away. You want to help me make this movie? So that's kind of how it happened, and yeah, we just really clicked along the way.
Well, and it sounds like from the description of the film, which I haven't seen, I'm looking forward to seeing on Thursday night, there's a multiplicity of points of view. So there was a team, really. It was a team effort, which sounds very Alternative Gallery.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how that came about and how the team fell into place and what that diversity meant for the film.
Well, Brandon knows a lot of people. And there's also a lot of other creators in the Allentown area as well that we don't know and that he doesn't know personally. So it's kind of like a call to arms to get people to come here and to give us their point of view. Because, I mean, for me, this was my first time at Arts Fest. And I also acted as one of the videographers, just like Brandon did. So it's just a great way for you to be able to experience what it's like through multiple different people's perspectives. What other people find interesting might not be what the next person's going to find interesting. And there's just so many different vantage points and like ideas that are happening at Arts Fest. It's so big. It's just so incredible. And they come together in this beautiful way. Just like, you know, getting all of these people together to make this.
Yeah, I was always interested in the aspect of someone coming into the Alternative Gallery and seeing it with fresh eyes. Like, I wish I could see it through someone's eyes who was there for the first time. And that was another big part of it. In addition to me not being able to physically shoot it all alone, I also played in that aspect, well, like, how do you see it? What take do you have on it? And it gives a very unique view of the event from this film.
It's interesting because even some of the stills that I've seen, I was really struck. And there's stills, you know, and there's just a photo.
I appreciate that.
How incredibly different just the look of what different people are filming is.
I would have to say that there really isn't a comparative film that I'm aware of. It's kind of its own thing.
Did you find it difficult to... I'm sorry, George, you have more of a film background than I, but did you find it difficult to edit in terms of the different perspectives and looks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
George is laughing.
Yes.
No, I noticed that in the releases, you've noted it as a documentary and concert film.
Correct.
That Queen City is.
Yes.
Can you clarify that a little bit?
So documentary is it's a very kind of generic term where it can fall into a lot of different categories. This isn't the typical talking heads, educational, fill you in about the history of the festival. This is no interview, no narration. It just drops you in, no context. You're just walking along, experiencing the festival for what it is. And we made sure to call it a concert film because it features, it's very, very heavy on music.
Oh.
So you see a lot of live performances. So you'll have live musical performances, which took place at Arts Fest, and then you'll have sequences, which are then also scored by local musicians. The film is all entirely scored by local artists.
Yes. And in case people didn't know, Queen City is the name of the film.
Queen City,
but it has also been designated as the name for Allentown, I think it was back in the 30s.
Yeah, I think the first mention of it was turn of the century into 20th century. They had a contest for best name, and that stuck, and they brought it back in the 30s or 40s.
Yes, yes.
And that's when it started to go big with, like, Queen City Airport and Diner.
Yes.
And that's where we leaned into with the celebration of the history of Allentown, because I know what Allentown used to be. I understand what it is now, and I have a good feeling of what it will become again. And it's a marvelous city, and we're trying to celebrate because we need to do this together.
Yes, and then I noticed another thing in the release that I find these things very interesting.
Great.
The words that are used.
Sure.
And the enthusiasm behind them, that there are nearly a dozen videographers now, no cinematographers, but videographers.
Yes.
Very specific to a
yes.
type or style
sure.
of filmmaking.
Yeah.
And then including drone operators. That really excited me.
Yeah.
So they
flying
you
cameras.
Have these little people that are in these flying machines.
Yeah, we shrunk some people down, got some really inexpensive spaceships. It's all we could afford on an art budget. But yeah, it's just, drones are amazing. You can get really good drones for like a few hundred dollars now. I mean, I don't have one, but mm-hmm. I
yet.
Know people who do. And I was like, hey, you want to come hang out and shoot
wow.
some footage? So, I mean, everyone's been great. You know, it's been really amazing all these years getting the support. And it's why I'm still here. Without the support, I mean, we would still love what we do, but we wouldn't be able to keep doing it. Maybe that's what it comes down to.
It's impressive when I go through again. I look at there's live performances by it looks like at least 20 bands, soundtrack, five or six artists, camera crew is huge. The crew is. I mean, it's clearly this big collaborative, joyous
That's
project.
Right. Yes,
which is just again, I think a portrait or a snapshot right there of the very community you're celebrating and talking.
Well, and
about.
I feel yeah. it's really difficult for anybody to say they're self-made because you really are because of your experiences and those who gave you a hand along the way. And that's I lean into that because I'm all community based, and what we do, we want others to take these ideas and do it themselves. It's not about us having this idea. I want to share knowledge. I right. want people to start more festivals. I want them to start more music venues. Right. I want to see more film production. I mean, that's a big part of what this film is trying to kick off a larger independent filmmaking center here in the Lehigh Valley because it can absolutely happen. It's just currently not, and for that to change, you just start doing it. It's
and really, I like the fact too that it is not only for musicians, for artists. For dancers, for videographers, it's also for children.
Yes, yes. Well, it's very, very important that children are exposed to big creative ideas like that. I think we kind of pigeonhole ourselves as we get older and tell ourselves to stay away from that. Play is for kids. Play is for everyone. We need to enjoy ourselves. That's
yes.
part of our process. It's just a part of a healthy mind and body.
Yes.
And we need to make sure we're giving that to each other. And if you see somebody who's not, encourage them to just, you know, go out and let loose, have some fun.
And you talk about wanting to see, wanting that the festival itself, you want it to be very interactive. Can you talk a little bit about, in what, like if I go to the festival in the next one, the sixth annual
yes.
Arts Fest, and I'm listening to great music, and I'm watching some great art being made, and I'm shopping around with some great artists and some vendors, etc., at what point am I going to interact? Where do I jump in the festival?
The most hands-on we had this past year was the Voyager tent, which is a technology tent.
Yeah.
The whole idea in general is that we don't want people to just be spectators, but participants. It's hopefully to break down some barriers of what people perceive as art. You know, if I don't paint in abstract ways, then I'm not an artist. Therefore, I have no reason to go out to these things. That's not what we want people to see. And we're trying to expose people to things they didn't think they would like. Then they try it because they randomly came across it, stumbled across it. We do printmaking demos. We do paper making, screen printing, a lot of the technology stuff. They do graffiti, breakdancing. I mean, they will teach you. And if it's not an official demo, just go up to ask someone. They will be happy to explain.
Incidentally, the Alternative Gallery is a nonprofit 501c3 organization founded in 2012 in Allentown and is run 100% through volunteerism. The mission of the gallery is to strengthen communities through art and education, and it's located at the Cigar Factory. The Alternative Gallery hosts ongoing events all year, including live music, open mics, dance competitions, art classes, screenings, workshops, magic. It gives you magic. We shall return to learn more about the upcoming events and short documentaries of Alternative Gallery after this brief message.
You are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. We are in day one of our spring membership drive. We rely on listeners becoming members, and this is one of the two major times of the year where we ask you, our listeners, to show your support and keep the station on the air. So we're asking you to become a member or to renew your expired membership or even to make an additional gift if you really appreciate what you're hearing. You'll only have Lehigh Valley Art Salon twice during the spring membership drive. Today is one of them. If you value all the information about the the arts that you hear on Arts Salon every week at this at typically 6 to 6.30 on a Monday. We feature all of the arts, basically everything except music, because we have lots of other places for those. If you value what you hear on Arts Salon, we're asking you to pick up the phone, 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org and make a secure contribution. We'd love to hear from three of you in support of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon and all the great work our hosts do and all the great community organizations, cultural organizations that come in here to tell you about what's happening and enrich the community that you live in. Please pick up the phone, 610-758-8810, or go online at wdiy.org. Become a sustaining member, $10 a month on your credit card. That's about, 30 cents a day? Is that worth, are we worth that to you? I believe so. Show us you think so too. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. Thanks in advance, and we look forward to thanking you.
This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, George Miller and Kate Scuffle, and we're chatting with Brandon Wunder, the Alternative Gallery Director and director of the documentary concert film Queen City, and also with Celine Schreier, who is the Queen City production manager and assistant director on the film. One of the things that makes this event so great, and incidentally, this is Monday, that's on Thursday, so you better get yourself together and get there. It's at the Emmaus Theater. You know where that's at. Everybody knows where the Emmaus Theater is. So please do so. We especially want to note that all the proceeds from the April 11th screening will fund a series of short documentaries produced through Alternative Gallery. And what a way to really expand and create more things that are happening in Allentown. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you so much.
And Celine and Brandon, if you could both tell our listeners a little bit more. I was intrigued. With the proceeds and these short documentaries you're talking about, as well as the Alternative Gallery being the hub of energy and activity that it is, what are you imagining? What would you like to see these documentaries look at? What would you like? How would you like to see them come about? What are you envisioning?
Well, when we started talking about this, roughly around when we started getting ready to film this, we wanted to capture the history that exists in Allentown. There is so much here. There are so many people that have stories to tell about why they're here, why they stayed here, what they're creating. And we want to give them a chance to share those stories. And we also want to be able to document their stories, because it's really important to archive this local history. And if you aren't paying attention to doing that, you end up losing a lot. And I mean, that's something that's also a big part of the Alternative Gallery's mission, if Brandon wants to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say, in addition to the creative efforts we're trying to document in these short films, we want to also focus, shine a light on some social issues here in Lehigh Valley. Things that, you know, I very much believe that a nonprofit is kind of filling in the gaps of government and communities that we're just really lacking, that it just takes a dedicated group of people to just jump in and make it happen. And I think right now, unfortunately, there is a lack of proper journalism out there. So there are a lot of issues that aren't being talked about. So we have something that's called the Insight Film Series, which we currently do already. They are screenings of home movies, nonfiction film works, found footage that we take to Bethlehem Library, Allentown Library, universities. And then in addition to screening existing footage, we're going to produce these series of seven short documentaries with the funding from the screening. And then we will host these for free through the Insight Film Festival at various locations. And those will actually go online as well. But Queen City itself, that will not go online. That you'll only be able to see that if we bring it out for a screening, and that's it. Because we're trying to give that shared experience, especially in a time, the digital realm, when there's everything's so accessible.
So, this, of course, is on Thursday, is the one-time screening.
It's the premiere, and we are hoping to do screenings in the future, but as of right now, this is the one and only.
Yep.
So come hang out with the giant group of people that helped make this film possible. I promise you it's an experience you're never going to forget, and it's going to help us not only do another Arts Fest film eventually, but a lot more short documentaries. And the gear that we end up getting, we're going to be able to use to help artists make films about their art, musicians' music videos. So it's these tools will be used for a lot of different reasons.
Now that I have you stuck here in our studio at WDIY,
okay,
I'd like to know, give us a hint as to what perhaps could happen in the near future that nobody else knows about. That would be great.
Well, I've talked about it a little bit, but a big endeavor we're trying to embark upon is reopening of the Franklin Movie Theater, which is in our neighborhood where the Cigar Factory is located. It's the oldest standing movie theater in Allentown and the Lehigh Valley, and if reopened, would be the sixth oldest movie theater in America.
You heard it here first, folks.
So this is one brick in that long road to making that happen. And I tell you with pure confidence, I feel it will happen.
Excellent.
Only
yes,
a matter of time.
With you behind it, it will happen.
And just to remind our audience again, April 11th, that's this Thursday night, the Emmaus Theater, 19 South 4th Street in Emmaus. Doors open at 7, screenings at 7:30. Tickets are $10 each. Pre-sale tickets are currently available at both the Alternative Gallery and the Emmaus Theater. And probably at the box office the night of the screening.
That's right, if there's any left.
If there's any left. And I would remind you folks, too, not only is it a great opportunity to see the premiere of the film, but as Celine and Brandon were mentioning, it's a family of artists, and there was going to be a lot of that family there that night, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a big extended
family. It's an opportunity to the community.
Yeah, and then we're having an after party immediately after at Yergi Brewing from 9 to 11 p.m.
Very good.
So it's going to be a fun-filled night. We're just come celebrate. This is a huge celebration. The fact that we get to do this, this is a sign of a healthy community.
Yes.
This is a sign of a healthy local ecosystem, and this is just the start of it. And it doesn't have to just be at Cedar Beach Park. I mean, we can make this. I'm trying to connect the dots all throughout the Lehigh Valley. It's called Allentown Arts Fest, but it's really Lehigh Valley Arts Fest. I was just trying to put Allentown on the map in a more serious way, because when I started the gallery in Allentown, a lot of people thought it was a joke because Allentown didn't have a lot going on. I mean, times have changed quickly in a short period of time, and now I felt for Allentown to get where it needs to be, it needs to stand up a little bit more and get on the same page as Easton and Bethlehem. So it's been a really it's been a pleasure doing it.
Great. And moving forward, just quickly, I have to say, Celine, are you aboard for the bigger journey now? You're going to be with the gallery with, now that you came in, did the music project, ended up at the festival and the film.
Are you I don't know exactly what my future holds, but I'm not local to the Allentown area. I'm local to the Reading area. So I very much understand where he's coming from as far as wanting your town to be what it can be.
Yeah.
Because Reading also has that history. And that's kind of a part of my goal through working with them for as long as I am here, is to build Allentown and then to eventually hopefully kind of bring in like the Reading area, because there is a smaller art scene there that all of these towns that, you know, we need a little bit of help, we can help each other and we can build the kind of communities we want to have.
That's right.
And the curious, Celine, and I'm going to ask you this question, but then we haven't talked about it before, but like Brandon, I asked him the last time he was on, I asked the question, what would you be doing if you weren't doing what, for example, assistant directing this film or production manager for Alternative Gallery? What would you be doing if you weren't doing this? Of course, Brandon said filmmaking, but what would you be?
Well, I mean, ideally, I'd be filmmaking, but I got other jobs to pay the bills right now. But this is this gig is kind of my joy gig.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That's a hike from Reading, so you know she's dedicated.
Yes, that's true.
And you're hoping to see Brandon. We talked a little bit before we went on the air. Not limiting yourself to the documentary series you're envisioning coming out of this. But in general, you'd like to see the alternative. You said there's what did you say, Celine? The alternative gallery is a great playhouse?
Yes.
Filled with stuff?
It's filled with a lot of wonder and joy. I can still remember the first time I walked into the gallery to like see it and be like, oh, this is everything. This is like everything I never imagined like an art gallery could be.
Mm. Yeah, because we got toys and movies and records and old electronics and everything everywhere. It's amazing.
Great place to create.
It is. It's very inspiring. That's what it's meant to be, for a place to make and celebrate art. Period.
Does it ever get too crowded there at the gallery?
I've gotten close, but it hasn't quite happened yet. So I've learned to manage and maintain.
Because I know a lot of people are taking advantage of the opportunity to do what they do at your place.
Yes. Well, we try to open as often as we can. Like, it is a volunteer basis, so we try to support as much as we can things that we feel are a real driving factor behind community rebuilding. That's what we're doing right now.
Yes,
we are in an area that is economically depressed because we lost all of our industry. Yes. This is us bouncing back.
Yes.
And if this is the bounce back and not where we're actually bouncing to, I am blown away by where this is already going.
Incidentally, is the bridge fixed? Is the bridge complete yet?
I think we got like 3 more years.
Only 3.
We will be sure to avoid it. Well, this has been great that you've been with us, and we appreciate every time you come back. And to hear about this this exciting film, this documentary, this concert film, is just another feather in your cap of great opportunities for other people and sharing with the community.
Thank you.
So we thank you very much.
We thank the Alternative Gallery and the Emmaus Theater as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Emmaus Theater.
It's a beautiful theater if you guys haven't been yet.
We've been chatting with Brandon Wunder and Celine Schreier, Queen City film happening this Thursday at the Emmaus Theater. Thank you. And special thanks to Bill Dutermont-Smith. Thank you for listening.
And engineering.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
The live-action Dumbo movie is an entertaining comedy drama that the entire family should enjoy. That said, the elephant in the room, or in this instance, the elephant in the movie theater, in other words, Dumbo, flies but really doesn't soar. Dumbo is a very restrained feature film from the metaphysically antic director Tim Burton, a two-time Oscar nominee for animated features for Frankenweenie and Corpse Bride, who also directed Ed Wood, Edward Scissorhands, Batman, and Beetlejuice. Dumbo reteams two actors Tim Burton directed in Batman Returns, Danny DeVito, who played the Joker, and Michael Keaton, who played Batman. Keaton was also in Beetlejuice. In Dumbo, Danny DeVito plays Max Medici, ringmaster of the Medici Brothers Circus. Michael Keaton plays V.A. Vandeveer, who buys the Medici Circus and takes it from touring the railroads across the United States to a permanent location in Dreamland, a Coney Island-style amusement park in New York. Dumbo also stars Colin Farrell as Holt Farrier, a World War I veteran whose arm was amputated in the war, Eva Green as Colette Marchand, a trapeze artist, and Alan Arkin as a banker. The screenplay is by Ellen Kruger, who wrote screenplays for three Transformer movies and also The Brothers Grimm, The Ring, and Reindeer Games. The screenplay is also credited to Helen Aberson and Harold Pearl, writers of Dumbo, the 1941 book that Walt Disney Studios turned into the classic 64-minute animated feature film of the same title released in 1941. The live-action Dumbo uses some of the plot elements of the original animated feature, including a feather or feathers, that motivates Dumbo to fly. The CGI of the character of Dumbo is incredible, and the baby elephant is seamlessly integrated into scenes with human characters. The pace of the film and Tim Burton's style of directing is the biggest problem with Dumbo. Burton telegraphs nearly every plot point and holds static shots on particular characters needlessly long. Moreover, the acting, with some exceptions in a few scenes, doesn't elevate the predictable storyline. The Disney magic is lacking. That said, youngsters, preteens, and parents will enjoy the pleasant diversion of the live-action Dumbo. Dumbo is MPAA rated PG for peril and action, some thematic elements, and brief, mild language. Opening April 12 are Missing Link. Chris Butler directs the voice talents of Zoe Saldana, Timothy Oliphant, Hugh Jackman, and Emma Thompson in the animated feature film comedy. Mr. Link asks Sir Lionel Frost to locate his lost relatives in Shangri-La. Hellboy. Neil Marshall directs David Harbour, Ian McShane, Mila Jovovich, and Penelope Mitchell in the horror film based on the graphic novels by Mike Mignola. Little. Tina Gordon directs Justin Hartley, Marseille Martin, Regina Hall, and Issei Rae in the fantasy comedy. A woman is transformed back in time to her younger self. High Life. Claire Denis directs Robert Pattinson, Juliette Binoche, Andre Benjamin, and Mia Goff in the science fiction film about a father and daughter living in outer space. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
Well, that concludes this evening's edition of Lehigh Valley Art Salon.